This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. If you're looking for an up-close experience with presidential history, look no further than De Pere, Wisconsin. Today on Curious Wisconsin, we're looking at a collection of letters from the Founding Fathers and some china from the Lincoln-era White House on display at the White Pillars Museum in De Pere.
The exhibition is called From the White House to White Pillars. The artifacts remain in the area thanks to a campaign by the Green Bay De Pere Antiquarian Society that raised $1.3 million in 2007 to buy them from the library and prevent them from being sold at auction.
Adam Stick is the director of the White Pillars Museum in De Pere. He joins us now to talk about the collection. Adam, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
So how did you come by this treasure trove of presidential artifacts?
Well, the De Pere Historical Society has always had a very cooperative relationship with the Green Bay De Pere Antiquarian Society, and while we were talking about this and that, and they mentioned that the letters were here, that they had the letters, that they would like to exhibit them, and we had some exhibit space, and it seemed like a wonderful opportunity to help us both. And in addition to that, the Lincoln china.
And how rare are these items?
You do find presidential letters. To the best of my knowledge, these are the only ones in the area, so we're very happy to have them here. You find them in private collections and in museums across the country. You do find examples of the Lincoln china. But again, this is the only museum in this area right now featuring an exhibit like this.
Can you tell us exactly what it is you have?
What we have are two wonderful plates of the Lincoln pattern. It was quite a bit of work to authenticate these, and what we found as we worked on this actually with the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library in Springfield, and what we discovered as we were researching this was that one of the plates we are very sure is not actually of the Lincoln administration. It's the exact same pattern, the exact same maker, but due to the maker's mark on the back, we can tell it was actually probably created during the Harrison administration a few years later.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about the original Lincoln china? What's the history there?
Every president, they order their own particular pattern of china. You can go to museums in Washington, D.C., where they have exhibits of all the different presidents. And the particular pattern, it's beautiful. It's purple with gold glint with an eagle in the center holding arrows. And this is what was ordered by Mary Todd Lincoln.
And is it intact, in good condition?
Both plates, we have a large dinner plate. That is the one that we feel very strongly is of the Harrison administration. And we have a small dessert plate with no maker's mark on the back, so that one we're not quite sure of. But they are both in pristine condition. The antiquarians also offered us a reproduction of the Lincoln china, which is also on exhibit. So you can tell the very distinct difference between the 19th century china and the modern day reproductions.
Now, presidents face a lot of decisions when they come into office. Lincoln maybe more so than most. What's the process of picking out the presidential china like?
Well, there's a whole story that goes along with this because Mary Todd was well known for spending a lot of money in furnishing the White House. In particular, during the time of the Civil War, she really tried to create a showcase mansion to show the awesomeness of the presidency. So this particular china, it's very well known, probably among the more beautiful patterns picked by any president.
Is this something that still goes on today? Presidents, whoever enters the White House, they're picking out china?
Oh, yes. Every president gets their own pattern.
And they don't register for it, though, at the local store, right?
Not exactly.
They get the whole kit up front.
Yes, these are custom designed for the president.
Now, you also have seven presidential letters on display. And where are those from?
We have letters dating from John Adams, from Thomas Jefferson, from James Madison, James Monroe, John Quincy Adams, one from Andrew Jackson, and then one from Grover Cleveland.
Were these all part of the same collection of presidential letters, or are they kind of a little bit here, a little bit there?
I believe the antiquarians purchased those all together.
And what is the content of these letters?
The letters are really fascinating, and particularly of the early presidents, because they're all correspondence between these former presidents and a Philadelphia bookseller named Joseph de la Plaine.
And why was this this bookseller so interested in corresponding with these ex-presidents?
All of these letters pertain to the same topic. Mr. de la Plaine is asking the former presidents for either a memoir of themselves for his own collection or a portrait of themselves for his own collection. And all of the presidents very politely refuse him.
Well, why did they even take the time to respond to someone like that personally?
I was curious as to who Mr. de la Plaine was, and in cross-matching against the listings that Monticello has, they have extensive listings of all of President Jefferson's correspondence. He had a steady correspondence with Mr. Delaplane. So it seems to be very much like we order things online in lots. They were purchasing books from this gentleman in Philadelphia.
Oh, so he was actually selling books to Jefferson and other former presidents?
That is certainly what it seems like, yes.
Okay, so he wasn't just some random crank trying to get free stuff.
Oh, no, absolutely not. In all the letters, and essentially the same way, they had a relationship with him, and they all end with respect and my regards to you, sir. So clearly this is not them just answering fan mail, you could say. This is somebody they had a relationship with.
It must be fascinating to look at these letters and the different penmanship of all the presidents. You've got a sampling of some of the greatest men in American history. Is there anything that you can tell us just about how they look, what the penmanship is like?
Some of my favorites here. I love the John Adams letter because what he relays back to Mr. Delaplane is that there are people selling my likeness who I've never met, much less sat for. He's particularly mentioned a Catholic priest who he met very briefly, and then the next thing he knew, this gentleman sold something like 20,000 likenesses of him, and he's very clear in the end of the letter, he didn't get a cut of it at all.
Now, how are these displayed at the museum? Can we actually lean in and read these in a case or something?
Oh, yes. I'm looking at the case right now, and what I also did was I transcribed the letters because some of these are a bit difficult to read. In particular, the Jackson letter is very difficult to read. I understood that once I transcribed it, it's written within a year of his death to his friend Mary Gardner, and he particularly mentions his ailing health.
And what does he say about how he's doing?
He says that his health is ailing and that he is very happy to still have a friendship with this lady.
Do any of the ex-presidents here give any indication of their thoughts on the politics and where the nation has gone since their time in office?
There's really not a great deal of that. It's much more personal correspondence with Mr. Delaplane, which makes for a really interesting look into the later lives of these presidents.
Now, you said you transcribed these letters, which must have been an honor. How do you do that without damaging them? Just procedurally, how does one go about doing that?
The letters are all encased in UV-protected frames, so they're protected from sunlight. And what I also did was I made digital images of them so that I could refine the handwriting as I needed to. My background in particular is in 18th and 17th century history, so I'm used to reading this kind of writing.
So we've been talking about this exhibition of presidential materials. What kind of other things do we see at the White Pillars Museum?
Oh, we have a great deal of things here on exhibit. We have a wonderful exhibit pertaining to Terry Musin, our own Miss America, Terry Musin, Miss America 1973. We do have her crown on permanent exhibit here. We have a magnificent digital archive, so you can come here and research all manners of Brown County history through our digital computer system, which is very unique. You don't find anything like this really in most of the state of Wisconsin.
Now, some people who get so up close and personal with history report feeling sort of a kinship either with the person whose items that they're looking at or kind of a high, just this connection with history. Did you feel that as you were, dealing with this china or reading and transcribing these letters?
I had to say once I first handled these Lincoln plates, and it was really fascinating to picture Lincoln eating stew one night, drafting the Gettysburg Address while eating off one of these plates, which probably wasn't the case, but it's that very much that kind of, like you said, kinship that you feel in just handling these sort of things. And just getting a peek, beyond the presidency and the revolution, just into a little bit of the private lives of these men through these letters is just fascinating and really a privilege for me.
And what's the response been from visitors to the museum seeing the letters and the china?
Oh, we have people come in and they're absolutely fascinated by these. They love that they're here. The clear question we get a great deal is people have trouble reading them, which is why I do have transcriptions available for people to read and kind of match up the old handwriting with just kind of modern-day script.
Do you have any plans to try to sort of complete the set, get other pieces of presidential china, perhaps more letters?
Not at this time. Even going through these were not easy to authenticate. And they're in private collections all across the country. And right now, we're very pleased with what we've got here.
And Adam, is there a part of American history that particularly stokes your interest?
My area of interest is actually in pre-revolutionary history, when many of these men were very young in their careers, kind of like I am now. So really, that's where my background and my research has pertained, is pre-revolutionary history, which is really the history of De Pere in many ways. This is the oldest European community in Wisconsin. Comes from Rapide de Pere. This is where the first Jesuit mission was set up in 1671.
All right. Well, thank you, Adam, so much for joining us and sharing these artifacts with us.
Thank you very much.
That's Adam Stick. He's director of the White Pillars Museum here in De Pere, Wisconsin, talking about the museum's exhibit of presidential history on display now.